Today's learning Shavila Nichols Chaim Lizum Shoshai Moshe and Daniel Rivka Bas Moshe Azari Shrav Nachman Moshe Rishus for Shlomo Chaim Moshe and Malki and Bracha Basar and Malki and Yitzchak Pegaldina and Rishus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Siman Reish Tzadik Gimel. We started Ma'ariv the Dinim of Ma'ariv Hamatzah Shabbos. We're up to Sif Beis. So over here we're going to get into a little bit into the Zmanim. Now we've touched upon this in the past. We have this Machlokes. When is Shkia? When is Bein HaShemashes? Is Bein HaShemashes an extended period of time? Or is it a short period of time? Exactly when does it start? When does it end? So, and like we said then, of course, it's important to understand the different shittos over here. But end of the day, Baruch Hashem, today we have calendars, we have watches. So we're not going to go into the details to go through that whole sugya again. But just to understand the basics, says the Mechaber Sif Beis, Tzarech Lizari Milasas Malacha, you have to not do Malacha, Ad Sheyara'u Shloishik Echavim Ketanim, until you see three small stars. Now, let's just take a moment over here. We know that on Erev Shabbos, there's an Inyan of Tosfos Shabbos, and we discussed over there, the Rav recently spoke about in the Shir, as how long is that? Really, it should ideally be about 15 minutes or so. B'dievet a little bit less, but it's supposed to be a certain period of time. When it comes to Matzah Shabbos, we have an Inyan of Taisa Shabbos, but the Inyan of Taisa Shabbos is really just to be mice of something. We don't have the same idea. You have to be mice of a more extended period of time, but there does have to be an idea, some sort of extension of Shabbos. Now, the Mechaber tells us we have to wait until there's three small stars. So when is that? Is that already including the Tisus? Not including the Tisus? Let's wait a moment. The Layum Ufuzarim, they shouldn't be spread out. El Ritzufim, they should sort of be in one row. Okay, now, before we finish the last piece of the Mechaber, let's go to the Mishnah Berurah. Melasas Malacha, Ayin Lekam and Siman Reish Tzadik Tes, Sif Yud, over there, he talks about the ideas that you can make when you make Abdullah, when can you start Malacha? Can you do Malacha before Abdullah or not? So we will see, we'll get there shortly. Achiro, until you see it, so before three stars, not the three stars Ritzufim, before three small stars, it's still Safek Yom. So you're not allowed to do any Malacha Minat Torah, okay? Or because it's a Safek that it's still Shabbos. Now, Umidin is sagi b'shloisha kechav and beinim. Really, it would be enough with three medium-sized stars. So now, when night comes, the largest stars you see first, and that's still daytime when you see them. When you see three medium stars, it's really nighttime. However, why did the Mechaber tell us three small stars, which comes after the three medium stars? Ella, she'ein anu b'kiyum hazeh. We're not exactly sure when is big, what is medium, what is small. V'shemehem gedolim ha'nirim b'yoyim. And maybe what you think is three medium stars is really three large stars, and that's still daytime. L'chein anu matzrichim ketanim. So therefore, we said, wait till there's three ketanim. So without any tais for Shabbos, we would have to wait for three small stars in order to make sure that what we're seeing is not really three large stars, okay? So in order to know that what we're seeing is really three medium, we have to wait until three small stars. Shloishit chav and ketanim, the Shabur continues. Now, here he digresses for a moment into this sugya of when does Bein HaShemashes, when is everything. Ayin lekute prichadish al yoyre deyesh hakasav. The imar akiya mazir kein oyre shal yoyim. That if you see stars, but when you look in the horizon, it's still lit up like it's daytime. He says that the latest that can be is Bein HaShemashes, which you know the Malacha yet. So although you see three stars, and you might be seeing three small stars, but if you, according to the Pre-Chadash, if you're still seeing light in the horizon, then you have to assume it's Bein HaShemashes. However, that when you see on the dome of the rakia, you no longer you see the redness, but on that side where the sun sets, he disagrees. He says that's not Bein HaShemashes anymore, and that is already nighttime. The Shabbos, He says, not only that, the Tiferes Yisrael says that you need three medium and three small. Okay, so you have to see three medium and three small. It's how Mechaber said you need to see three small. Now, we said the small comes after the medium, but if what you see is considered to you small stars, you, according to Mechaber, you don't also need to see other stars. But the Tiferes Yisrael says you need three medium and three small. V'ulai, the time Hashem Anu Toyim B'davar, maybe really what the Tiferes Yisrael is saying, that if I would only see three small, is maybe it's really Gedolim Hem. So if I see two sets of stars, I see what in my mind is three medium and three small. Even if I'm wrong, then it's three big and three medium, which is fine also. So that's why he's being makbid that it's not enough to see three small, but you have to see two different, you have to see three small and three medium, and this way you know you're for sure not making a mistake. Okay. Yehuda, as he explains over there, the Tiferes Yisrael. However, they don't mention this. That if you see three small stars and it's a very cloudy night and therefore you can't see the other stars, you don't have to be machmir to the Tiferes Yisrael. But you need to lose the redness on the side where the sun sets. Then you can count, rely on the three stars. Nira the Maya laws that according to this, if you no longer have the redness is gone to where the sun sets, and all you see is three small stars, you don't have to also wait till you see three medium and three small. But the bottom line is, it's a little bit confusing. There's various different shittos over here. The bottom line is, when can I daven ma'ariv? When there's three small stars. Not that we really need three small stars. We really need three medium stars, but in order to avoid making a mistake, it should be three small stars. But then the Mechaber added another thing. He said they shouldn't be mufuzar and they shouldn't be spread out. They should be ritzufim. They should be in a row. Why? Ela ritzufim mishum tais v'shabes. Oh, here comes in the tais v'shabes. Who adin now? So basically, what the Chafetz Chaim is telling us, really, once I see three small stars, I know it's nighttime. Why? Because really, three medium stars is nighttime. We're Mac, but to wait to three small, so I'm not making a mistake. But once I see three small stars, certainly nighttime. However, we have an inyan of making Tais for Shabbos in the timeline of what you see. You first see large, then you see medium, then you see three small, and then you see three small in a row. So once you see three small in a row, you know not only is it Matzah Shabbos, but you also gave it a little bit extra time. You did the Tais for Shabbos. But who I didn't? Kisharaya, Kisharaya, Shloisha, Ketanim, Umam. He says, or you can wait three small and then wait a little bit. Because remember, once you see three small, it's certainly nice. And Mutalas Malacha, the Ikatam Haritsufim, the main reason the Mechaber tells us I should see three in a row is Mishum Taisefes, is all for the Taisefes. Shabbos. It came in Shemtamat, Harei Yosef. So, as long, remember, I started off, when it comes after Shabbos, we don't need this more extended period of Taisa Shabbos. We just need a little bit of Taisa Shabbos. So, as long as you waited after three small stars, a little bit, you did your Taisa Shabbos. You don't necessarily have to wait for the three in a row. Okay, now let's just go back to the Mechaber to finish up the last line over here in Sif Beis. If it's a cloudy day, you got to wait until you're certain that it's nighttime. Why doesn't he just say, wait to shear that we discussed previously, a 4 mil, average mil is 15 to 18 minutes. Wait to shear a 4 mil after shkia. He says, what, he says, talking about a cloudy day. It could have been cloudy by Shkia. So you don't know exactly when Shkia started, and therefore we can't rely on, oh, wait 4 mil from Shkia, because you don't know when Shkia was either. Therefore, he says, you wait 4 mil. You have to wait until Achi Yetzis Sapik Mi Libay. And here was also what we started with. Says the Chafetz Chaim, if you have a watch that runs properly, you know yesterday at this time was nighttime already. You know for a fact that at 8:02, the night before was already nighttime, and now we know it doesn't move that much in one day. You can rely on a watch. You know, if you have like so Baruch Hashem, we have clocks, we have zmanim, and therefore this entire thing should not be an issue. But we have to wait this man in order to have the Tosfos Shabbos. Let's start with Sif Gimel Misha who Anis Kegon Shitzarich LaHach Shich Alatchum L'Dvar Mitzvah. So we learned that you generally can't walk to the Tchum, to the edge of your Tchum, because you want to go somewhere right after Shabbos. So you say, let me walk to the edge of the Tchum. So immediately after Shabbos, I'll be closer to wherever my destination is I want to be after Shabbos. However, if you're doing it L'Dvar Mitzvah, you are allowed to do that. Okay? Now, the problem is that you're going to have to daven on the way. You're not going to have a minion. So he says, very interesting. We know during the week, right? We thought we said you're not supposed to switch off one day this, one day that. But technically, when you need to, you can daven from Myra from Plag HaMincha. It says here on Shabbos, I have a heter to be able to walk to the edge of the Tchum because I'm going. So you can do the same thing. You can daven Myra from Plag and even make Havdalah. Avaloye Varach al Ner. Of course, you should not make the brach on the Ner because it's not yet Matzah Shabbos. And of course, you can't do any malacha until after says hakay chavim. We'll leave the Ramah for later. Let's see the Mishavur on this. He's going to leave his house when it's still daytime. He's going to walk to the edge of the tchum. He's going to wait there until evening. He's going to go for a dvar mitzvah that's very urgent. However, he won't have a kais for Havdalah. So what do you do? The Mechaber said, Davin from Plag HaMincha, make Havdalah without Bar Meira Eish, don't do Malacha, and then once it comes evening, you already did your Havdalah. That although the Mechaber said you can do this, they said you should not do it. If people are going to see this, they're going to think, what's wrong with you? You're making Havdalah on Shabbos. They're just not going to understand it. Gam Shem Yaviyu, Lahakal B'Malacha might bring you, oh, I did Havdalah already, so I can do Malacha. Most of us daven mincha all the way until the evening, until Shki, we daven mincha. Now also on Shabbos, I'm davening early where I usually daven mincha. After Erev Shabbos, yes, Mekilin, even though on Erev Shabbos, there are those who even if the whole week, they daven mincha all the way up until Shkia, on Erev Shabbos, to make early Shabbos, and should the mitzvah lahaisim and chayal kodesh because a mitzvah. Mashen kevam matzah Shabbos, no mitzvah for me to daven early. On the contrary, it's a mitzvah for me to daven late. So although the mechaber said that in the Shabbos, that you are able to do this, the mishabur says that really this is not something we should rely on. Remember, you have to do kriyishma after tseisa kechavim because the mitzvah of kriyishma at night is a daraisa. Since it's the Raisa, we have to wait until after Teis Kechavim to say Kriya Shema at that point. Let's finish up the Simon with the Ramah, something that pretty much everybody knows. Says the Ramah, V'nehagim loyim v'hu rachim, u'barchu ba'arichas noyam. We say v'hu rachim, and we say barchu with an extended tone. So that's the shul, right? V'hu rachim. Now you're also supposed to say the barchu with a little bit of extended. K'dehei l'haysa v'chayil ha'kaydish. It's another Teisves Chayil Allah Kaidish, because you're adding another few seconds after Shabbos. That's what you need. Another reason, famous reason brought down, is that when if somebody Chas V'Shalom is going to Gehenna, he leaves Gehenna on Shabbos. He returns to Gehenna on Matzah Shabbos. When does he return? It's brought down. He returns whichever shul he davened in, whatever time they daven Ma'ariv. That's when he goes back to Gehenna. Right, so if you want to go back to Gehenna, preferably to try to work it out, that you're not going to Gehenna, but if you think you are, then you may want to daven in a shul that davens Ma'ariv later. You get a little bit of a shorter Gehenna, but that's another reason why we extend the Bahu Rachim. It's another couple of seconds that we push it off that until it is actually Matzah Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop over here. And Yetzir Hashem, tomorrow we will continue with Siman Reish Tzadik Dalet.